How about the steel outside the wagon wheel?
The steel outside the
steel
wagon?
Steel goes around.
Mm-hmm. The rim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it, in fact. Do you know a name for the wooden outside part of the wheel?
You mean the part outside the spokes?
Mm-hmm.
Would be the wheel.
Okay. And do you know the name for the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to when on a wagon?
No.
Ever hear of a single tree or a swingle tree or a whipple
no.
tree or anything like that? Okay. Let's see. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and was driving along, what would you say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. And if there were a log across the road and you couldn't lift it, you might tie a rope to it and...
drag it away.
And yesterday you...
Drug it away.
And you have...
dragged it away.
Okay. Is that your normal usage?
I don't know. You got me into it and I started thinking, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. No, I'd ask, did you drag the wood away?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
You wouldn't
I
use
don't know.
The past form?
No, I don't think I would.
Okay. Then what do you break the ground with in the spring, or what would they have done?
Pick?
Thing that's pulled by mules.
A plow.
Mm-hmm. Do you know different types of plows?
No.
Do you know something that breaks the ground up even finer than a plow?
A rake? Like,
well, this
would be
another,
pulled by a horse?
Another, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, I would imagine it would make it come out look like a rake, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Mm-hmm. I need to get you to pronounce this one. There's one that's called a spring tooth something. Did you ever hear? No.
A hoe?
No. I'll have H-A-R...
Wait a minute. Oh boy, did you get wrong. I cannot think the things in my head at all. H-A-R, is that it?
H-A-R-R-O-W, how would you say that?
H-A-R-R-O-W?
Uh-huh.
Harrow?
Do you know that word at
no.
all? No. Okay. I just wanted you to pronounce it, really. You don't even have to know. Okay, now to get to some more modern type tools for outside use, what do you mow the lawn with?
A lawnmower.
Or the three basic types of those. There's one kind that has no power at all and you just push it. What do you call it?
I don't distinguish between them. I'm not
mm-hmm.
around lawnmowers that much.
You call them all lawnmowers?
Yeah, there's electric lawnmowers,
mm-hmm.
there's gas-driven lawnmowers,
mm-hmm.
ones that have a chain pull to them, you know, with the wheels to help you pull it along,
mm-hmm.
the ones that you sit on.
What would you call that?
Lawnmower.
All lawnmower for everything, good. And how about a kind of tool that you would use to plow up the ground in your garden?
Uh-huh.
Well, this is a electric or some sort of power-driven tool. I really ought to find out what it is so I could ask the question intelligently.
What are you doing now? You're digging up your gardens?
Yeah.
It's a hoe and
you're
a rake
cultivating
and a
your
pick.
Garden. Well, not by
no.
hand, though. This is a
yeah.
machine of sorts. Would you... A tiller, would you know what that is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a piece of machinery that you pull behind like a... lawnmower that you sit on and it rotates
mm-hmm.
with
you call it a
tiller.
Okay. What is the little hand thing that you might scoop out dirt with?
A spade.
Even if it's just a little hand tool?
That's what I call a
okay.
hand tool.
And then what about one that had three prongs on it that was just a little hand tool?
Oh, I've never known the name of that one. I've never bothered to find out.
All right. And then
a claw.
Yes, okay, claw. You mentioned rakes. Are there different types of rakes?
Yeah, there's an iron rake and then a rake that I suppose would be a grass rake.
What do you get leaves up with?
A rake.
Okay. Okay. Grass rake and iron rake, are they bigger or?
It's a different type of metal. Like an iron rake is that heavy iron that is just does not bend at all.
Shaped like a comb?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what do you cut your hedge with?
Trimmer, hedge cutter.
Would it matter if it were electric?
No.